שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 505.
Reading from Kabbalah for the student. The Inheritance of the Land. You may ask questions on Kab TV. From A Sage's Fruit, item number 6. Rav says, I recommend to read from the beginning until item number 6.
This means that the condition for the correction of the vessels is their connection.
Israel will not return to the land until they're all in one bundle. As sages said, Israel will not be redeemed until they're all in one bundle.
The connection, the unity among people, is called, let's say, the foundation of redemption.
2. We must understand how Israel's unity relates to redemption. 3. First, we should consider the matter of by what will I know, etc., for your seed will be a stranger, and afterward they will come out with great substance.
He asked, how will we achieve the light of En Sof, such states, such heights of attainment, of understanding, where we even achieve equivalence of form with Him? He asks the Creator, how can we come to that? Where will we feel it? Where will we receive it? How is it possible? And so he was told, you will receive. You'll have vessels with great coarseness, and you'll be able to receive that inheritance. What's the inheritance? Adhesion with the Creator. The degree of the Creator. That's what the Creator wants to deliver to us.
4. We should understand the whole matter of this creation, in which man suffers, what is it for? Could we have not delighted his creations without all that?
If the Creator tells Abraham, I'm going to give you everything, look at everything there is, all the worlds, everything that exists, you'll come to a state that is like me. So why do you need to suffer beforehand and undergo a burdening of the heart and harsh slavery and manual work in the desert? He showed Abraham the whole path towards the final correction. So look at how do you show the father what will happen to his children until they come to a perfect, beautiful state. But look at the path they have to go through and all the torments and suffering. Therefore, a question arises, why? Why do we have to suffer that much? Why do we need this suffering? Could he have not delighted his creations without all that? It's a real question. What do we get from this form of development? Why? 5.
It's written in the books that the souls cannot receive the good reward for which he has created the world and the souls if they do not have a vessel ready to receive. And the only way one can obtain that vessel is through labor and toil in observing the mitzvot, the commandments, through the pressure and the struggles that one fights with the evil inclination and the numerous preventions and troubles. These afflictions in labor in Torah and mitzvot provide a vessel for the soul so it may be fit to receive all the delight and pleasure for which he has created all the creations.
Meaning only with harsh war with our evil inclination, where we want to not only rise above it, rather bend it as well, so that it works properly. Only with such work that requires great affliction and labor, specifically through the affliction and labor. It's not that we need that difficulty, but rather it begets something new. What? A demand for the Creator. Without it, we won't have a demand. We won't know exactly what to demand. Specifically from the friction between the light and the kli, where we undergo war against our desire, and we use our last strength to recover, to rise, to move towards the connection between us, even though we don't want it, and then we discover it again, and so on and so forth. Specifically from the friction, we can even say we engender sparks of light that become a flame. Cannot be done otherwise. Still, there's a question, why can it be done otherwise? Because the will to receive understands the necessity, the need, only that way. Only from pressure, great friction, helplessness. Why did he create it as create the will to receive? That's a question we cannot ask, because it precedes creation itself. And therefore we cannot understand the answer to it. Rather, after the final correction, it's possible that we will come to the point at which the will to receive was created, and then it is possible that we'll be able to attain that condition. Why did the Creator create the will to receive? We'll attain the essence of the will to receive from both ends. Our end, which is the complete opposite, and the other end where it's completely equal to the light. And then from these two ends we can understand why he created it opposite the quality of bestowal. And in general, why does he make himself as a quality of bestowal and us as a quality of reception, so that we get to know each other that way in advance and move towards connection? And the vessel we acquire, the will to receive with the intention to bestow on it, what is it intended for? When we correct it and come to adhesion, we can understand the answers to these questions, because if we have these questions, it means that we need to know that we will likely have the answers to them as well. But in any case, the path is difficult and unique, and all goes against the desire. Well, of course, we'll have Tzvika here, and no, I didn't say I'm letting you ask. I'm just saying, as usual, those who... Yeah, oh, Elat, there we go. Yes. Elat. What's going on with them? Ah, okay, there's a long delay until it reaches Elat.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's related directly to the lesson, but I'd like to know who and what Zion is.
Zion refers to a state of yetziah, exit from spirituality. Zion, from the word yetziah, and the Torah comes out of Zion, means that the light comes out of the exits. Because when a person falls, he has the awareness that he falls, then he compares it to the ascent, and he has a demand to ascend. And when he activates the power of prayer, the power of demand, then he receives new light. And therefore, from Zion, from the exit comes the Torah. And without it, there will not be any Rosh.
Why the creature cannot reveal the creator at once?
למה בורא לא יכול להתגלות בפעם אחת במי?
בפעם אחת.
In one time.
No time, זה אני כבר לא מדבר.
At once. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, let's not talk about the matter of time, but just why not at once? Yeah. Okay. Would you be able to bear that? How would you be able to bear the lack of the whole final correction? You can't even bear what's being done to you now. Right now, let's say you're in a certain state. Everything that you have from this level, let's say that all the light is taken away from you. What will you remain with? The level of human, or animate, or vegetative, or still? Even this degree, when a bit of light is extracted from you, you already, you want to be given a lack from now until the final correction. You have nowhere to go. You have no way to bear it. You yell immediately, oy, and you don't yell because you want to rise to spirituality. But you're like Tzvika, you go, oy, because you feel bad. Is that the correct plea, cry? It isn't. You don't even know how to cry. So how can you be given the correct lack? Look at what he's crying about all the time. Why don't I get it? Why is it like this? Why is it like that? He's not yelling for give me the opportunity to bestow to you. Whatever I feel right now, I don't care. I don't need to feel anything. I just want to bestow to you a little bit. You hear that from him? No. So how do you want to receive the full lack from here to the final correction? It's just impossible. It's like you give a little baby some ton of concrete to lift. You have a ton of concrete and a baby next to it. Can he do anything about it? You have to feel the lack for the final correction. You can't even yet bear the lack for the next degree. When you go and sleep during the lesson, you have the strength to get up? No. You have strength to demand to get up? No. You have strength to turn to the friends? Guys, help me? No. So how? So we are given bit by bit by bit these very small portions, and that's how we wake up a little bit by little bit. And everyone's like that, the greatest Kabbalists included. And other than that, you can say, why? You need discernments. You need discernments. I once saw on television, I can't remember what food it was, but they always make food on television. You know how it is. So it was like 10 grams of wine, a little bit of this, ounce of this, ounce of that, and then parsley and this and that. They understand all these discernments. In my case, it's just, okay, put some pepper, put some salt, and that's it. And I'm good. You're from France, It's madness. So, What I'm trying to say is you have to discern all these flavors. How can you do that if you haven't tried all these foods and saw if that's good or not good and not high in these vessels and other vessels and so forth? It's impossible. And you have to feel all those flavors, all the flavors of all the 125 degrees. It's only if you go through it gradually. Even though I understand you that you don't agree.
Okay, Levante. Aval, why, when I feel connected in Assyria with my friends, it's just like 1 second.
And
it's part of the correction, why you feel connection and lack of connection. You do feel it and you don't feel it. It's part of the correction.
Why I'm connected just 1 second? Why the yechida is longer than the connection? Why?
That's good. You are given an immediate change of state. You've done something and that's it. Why do you need to be more than 2 seconds in the same state? In order to upset you. Seriously. So that you don't agree. The ups, the ascents, it's not too bad if they're long, right? The descents, that's horrible. But when you ascend, you will soon see that you won't stand it. You will want change of states. You will want the states to change. Did you hear music when they strike one chord and then it just goes like that monotonously, even if it's the most pleasant chord there is? If it stays for too long, you can't bear it. We get used to changes. We need changes. We have to go through changes all the time. Look at how technology works. It's all about frequencies. The more we improve and refine it, the more we have frequencies and changes of frequencies at a higher pace. So ask for changes. It's not like that, you know, how it says that in Faust, you know, when he says the moment will stop. All right, I understand you don't know these things.
Rav, I agree, but why are there more ascents? Why are there more descents than ascents?
It can't be more. You just can't quickly rise from the descents. Because the moment you begin to descend, you don't cry. So you have to go deeper and deeper because you don't care until it begins. You never went out of the descent by your own strength. You're always being pulled by the ears. You didn't demand to come out of it. What did you demand? Just to feel pleasant. I don't feel pleasant, I want to feel pleasant. That's not coming out of a descent. Coming out of descent means that you demand the greatness of the Creator. And you don't mind staying in the descent. That can actually be an indication that you demand greatness of the Creator and not just a change of your beastly state. A descent is about what? About feeling bad? That's good that I feel bad. I want the greatness of the Creator on top of that. And the beast can suffer, but I want to enjoy the greatness of the Creator. Me, I am the human in me. And that's the only way to achieve greatness of the Creator, meaning you restrict the corporeal state and you open yourself up to bestowal. Let Moscow ask. Come on. Enough. You're becoming like Tzvika. It's a good example. Moscow.
Denis from Moscow is asking, We have 24 hours left till the beginning of the Congress. What can we still do today? How can we prepare ourselves in order to go into the Congress, come into the Congress as one big world clean?
אני לא חושב שיש לנו עוד 24 שעות עד הכנס, קודם כל בעזרת השם, אנחנו נהיה שם בערב.
I don't think that we have 24 hours until the convention. We're going to be there in the evening and we're all ready, I think, going to try in the evening to have a lesson there. I don't know who's there. They're not calling me, they're not writing to me. So hopefully at 7 p.m. there we'll be able to do a lesson or at least a talk, something. And so I invite everyone. Let's hope that they'll be ready and everything will be okay and we'll do it. There's a gathering of friends. When? 6:30? All right. So no lesson then, gathering of friends. Okay. It's half an hour and then we can do another hour lesson. Okay. Good. I'm willing. I'm ready. If there's a way to do it, yes. So, yeah, we'll see.
He talks about prevention here. I wanted to ask, what characterizes prevention?
What do you mean by prevention?
In the article, Inheritance of the Land, he speaks of prevention. So I wanted to ask, what characterizes prevention?
It's like the cops and guards on the way to the king's palace. Meaning, each time something else prevents you, and you need to overcome these preventions, and by that you build the kli. Every cop, every guard, every prevention, every hill you have to climb, it has a different character, and you acquire that character in order to overcome it. By that you format your will to receive, which has no form. By that it takes on different forms of bestowal, and you eventually come to 10 complete tefillot and similarity to the Creator.
Can't it be something dangerous because when a person he either has to give up or increase?
So he gives up. What can he do? How will you acquire adhesion? If you don't acquire a view through the prevention and by the prayer and the light that reforms the restriction and masach or chozer, screen returning light, how could he have that? You don't stumble upon a prevention in order to fail. But if a person is incapable, then, he's left alone. The overcoming is on our part. The Creator doesn't know in advance if the person will overcome or not. Know this. This doesn't belong to the Creator. It belongs to the person. It's not a fixed match. It doesn't say in advance. It's not written in advance that you will advance in a by hastening time or in path of suffering in due time. Rather, the investment in dissemination, in the group, in everything you have towards spirituality is your investment, if you want to advance. Otherwise, your path will be more in due time rather than hastening time.
What's the difference between prevention and disturbance?
There aren't really preventions. It even says, it writes that the one who says he has preventions from above, falsehood is amongst him. In short, there are no preventions. It's all in order to format our will to receive. What does it write, see?
I think it's from letter 18. That the fool
Yeah, it's there.
Anyone who says that he has preventions from above, I say that this is a lie.
Right, that a person is not led to failure, ever. The purpose of creation is to be achieved by hastening time, but you can't lack vessels for it. So either you bring the lack for the final correction on your own, or you're forced to go through a path of suffering in order to accumulate the lack for the final correction. One way or another, you'll need the lack, you'll need vessels. I want this. What's this? Bestowing full force. So to bestow in full can happen either through the friends and the light that reforms and the study and dissemination and so forth, or you take beatings and then you want it. And the beatings only take you back into the group and the study and dissemination and all that. So the beatings only give you a detour. You only, you know, go full circles to go back to the same point, group dissemination, etc.
So prevention is an opportunity given to you by the Creator instead of getting torments later on.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about. An opportunity to then receive suffering?
Not in order to get torments later on. It's a way of hastening.
It's not a prevention. I don't recognize this word. I don't want to. There are disturbances on the path which are deliberate, by which we learn. Just like exercises in school or university or any other place, that's how you learn. Question from Moscow.
Sasha from Moscow is asking, so what is this point that I can ask forces in it during the descent, and from whom?
If you cling to the friends and you exist in them, then you can see that despite the suffering, the adhesion with the friends at least somewhat alleviates the suffering, and to that extent you can ask for bestowal, for connection, because to the extent that you adhere to them, you come out of yourself and you can ask for bestowal, to be in bestowal, despite the suffering, and then you restrict the suffering. You have a masach over it, and you have a screen and returning light. By the adhesion with the friends, you can achieve that, never on your own. All right? Yes. Question from Elat. Elat.
How can I know whether I'm advancing in general? All the examinations are only to the extent to which we're included with each other, and by the prayer of the friends of the many, I can ask for the friends, and to ask for the friends, it means to ask for my tet rishonot, my first nine, and not by the malchut. And this way, upon what I feel in myself, upon the suffering that I feel in the Malchut, I'm asking for the friends and the Tet Rishonot, my friends and the Ten, for corrections, for ascent, and this is exactly how I divide my work.
Moscow.
In every article, there are different demands. There's a demand for faith, the greatness of the friends, greatness of the Creator, connection, and so forth. But the request should be one and even common. So, how do you come to that request in the ten?
It all actually connects in a single desire, where the adhesion and the connection and the equivalence and the humility and the overcoming
זה הכל מגיע כמילה אחת, חיבור בינינו.
It's all included in that one word, our connection. It includes everything. Because we're all different. How can we connect? That each makes a zero out of himself. Everyone has to enlarge the Creator as much as he can. Everyone has to feel that everyone's equal. Everyone has to make the goal great in the eyes of others. These are all components of those ten sefirot that connect into one. Later on, we'll see that all these conditions, this is exactly what exists in the group, in a group that connects, is connecting into one avaya. And so the light that's fulfilling us, that's the Neran Chai, and the sum total is the Creator. It all has to accumulate down to this state.
בסדר, יופי. מה, שוב אלעד? נו, בסדר.
אלעד again. אוקיי.
רב, אפשר לשאול על הברית?
כן.
רב, can we ask about the covenant? So about the covenant, is it critical for the purpose of creation? And if it is, then what am I supposed to do as an individual so as to advance the covenant towards the ten, the group?
Probably we can't advance without the covenant, because you see, coming out of Egypt, out of the ego, the moment we can rise above the ego, also it was done with the help of the upper force, then immediately, besides rising to the upper force that we did by the reforming light, we have to connect between us with the help of the reforming light. We have to make the very first connection, which is entering our new state. If we're capable of doing that, if we want to do that, and of course it's done by the upper light, it's the Creator that signs this covenant with us. So immediately, as a result, we reach Mount Sinai. The reception of the Torah, meaning receiving the method of how do we take the ego from Egypt, from above, from the top of the mountain. We receive the reforming light and we start correcting the kelim in the meantime to bestow in order to bestow. That's called the time in the desert. The covenant is the beginning of the correction. Okay, we're approaching the... Yes?
Is the covenant basically the masach?
No. The covenant, it's more of a condition. It's not an action. The masach is an action. The covenant isn't. Covenant, it means that I awaken a certain state that connects me to the Creator. But it's not a masach, it's not a tzimtzum, it's not nothing. It's simply our connection, the connection that we determine, that's back from the Brit ben Ptarim, the covenant ben Ptarim, that after the 12 tribes decided that they want to be connected through Yosef, Yosef connects us, it's the Sfira of Yesod. The covenant is a state where we're all connected and we wish to be connected with the upper force and for this connection not to stop. So that even when we do separate, we don't really separate. The covenant, it doesn't erase the work. If we fall, we fall. And you see that despite the covenant, what's happening with them, what's going on in the desert and then in Israel, It means that there is always a connection between the 10 sefirot that come from the shattering and the upper force. The connection is there, it's present. And now, too, the covenant that this group agreed on from in the past, it keeps working on everyone. We'll talk about it. It's important. Soon we're going to talk about the Pesach, so immediately after Congress, next Monday. So the upcoming Monday we'll start studying about the Pesach, and then there we'll go over many of these things, going into Egypt, coming out of Egypt, and so on. With God's help, we'll have a good Congress, and where are we? Item 6.
Item 6. Now we can understand the words of Ben Hehe in the Mishnah Avot, who said the reward matches the sorrow, meaning that the reward is measured by the amount of sorrow. This is perplexing, for how is one's sorrow related to one's reward?
I think this is what you asked about. Why do we have to suffer? Terence, you asked about it. It says in the Mishnah, in Mishnah Tavot, and you're asking what they're asking. They're asking what he's asking. Okay. But, good.
Item 7, with the above said, we can thoroughly understand that all the sorrow and labor that have been prepared in the world are to provide the vessel to receive with the good reward for labor in Torah and Mitzvot. Thus, naturally, the greater one's sorrow in Torah and Mitzvot, the greater is one's vessel for reception of a greater reward.
The truth is that he doesn't give an answer. He says that according to the suffering, you have a greater kli, so yeah, you can get a greater reward. Suppose, like, the more hungry you are, the greater your ability to get a big meal and to enjoy it more. Why did the Creator create it in such a way that it's suffering, that it's pain? Because He created the will to receive. A desire that does not receive and suffers, that does receive, enjoys. Why did He build creation this way to begin with? And this comes from the discernment of Shorish, from the Dalet Prinot Dor Yashar. Why is it this way? I don't know. It doesn't say about it anywhere. But what we learn about is from that decision and downwards. But again, maybe we'll discover. What else do we have to say before the Congress? Is there anything? No, I'm asking no questions. Right? No, I have a personal question. I ask about the Congress. What are you doing? How are you preparing yourselves? You'll be together with Kiev all along, besides Sunday, right? Okay. Okay. So, only the daily task, Moscow.
Задание дня. Выяснить в десятке, о чем мы подписываем союз.
The daily task. Discuss in the tens, what do we make the covenant for between us and the Creator? How do we commit to each other before the convention? Towards the evening, to reach the covenant. Again, discuss in the tens, what are we making a covenant for between us and the Creator? How do we commit to each other towards the convention? Until the evening, to make a covenant.
And I recommend you to look at all these things as that we're facing nature, because sometimes I hear that people say such things or think such things about the concept of the Creator, things that are completely unrelated to it being the force of nature bestowed. We're talking about a force, power of thought, power of will, and that's it. If we ascribe anything else besides that to the Creator, that's our imagination then. It's religions and so on. We are talking about nature. And
with this we conclude. Thanks to the TV viewers, and a good day. All is One, the World Kabbalah Convention in Kyiv, Ukraine. Friends and students and viewers all over the world, you're invited to the World Convention that will take place from March 24th through the 26th. You can find details on kabbalahgroup.info. Welcome to the Kabbalah La'am campus. There will be introductory lectures during this month across Israel. For details, call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il.
הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים, הניצות שבנו כמו אור. אלפי דרכים בעולם, רק אחת תוביל אל הדרור. בין השמחות והדמעות, איך נדע מה לבחור? איך נדע, איך נדע, החיים הם נד נדע. מהאמת רואים מפוך, מגבוה רואים נמוך. איך נדע, איך נדע, החיים הם נד נדע. מהאמת רואים מפוך, מגבוה הגגו הגובר, מורח ילדות שנצרח עוד מהבית הישן בחצר. בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה, כמו כינור ומיתרה. כמה יפה מנגינה. איך נדע, איך נדע, גבוה